taking a few more calls this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show about things that you did not find out until you were an adult. 317-239-1009. And our social media is Joe and Alex Show. That's Twitter and Instagram. And Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Alyssa, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you not find out until you were an adult?
Well, your teachers always tell you that they're going to give you an oral exam.
Oh, God.
So I thought that oral sex was like talking and someone telling you what to do.
Interesting. That's honestly not like a bad guess. Like, that's kind of educated to think that way.
What did the first guy you date think when he's like, hey, what do you think about oral sex?
Well, obviously I was a little bit naive and a little late coming into that. So by the time that happened, I already figured out what it was.
Gotcha. That's kind of cute though. Like, all of a sudden you just like, I just think you're so hot. And he's like, what is going on? And you're like, I'm giving you oral sex.
That's the only kind I can get. Hey, good morning, Nike. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Okay, so when I was a kid, I would go to my grandma's, and she like loved the bat. She like loved basketball, like the Pacers and Indiana University IU. Well, growing up, I thought the IU sign was like a mascot, so I thought that was just their logo, their mascot. It was a cactus. I thought it was a cactus, and I don't know why. I was like, why would there be a red cactus? Like, that's kind of a lame mascot.
And then
as I got older, I was like watching TV, and then like I was watching the news, and I heard him say Indiana University. And I was like kind of staring at it, just thinking. I'm like, oh, wait, that's an I and a U put together. Okay.
That's cute.
There you go. Way to go.
Swish, swish, bish.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Nike, for the call this morning. Let's go to line number one and talk to Kayla. You had something involving beef. What was your thing?
Okay, so my cousin and I, we will go to my grandma's house up in South Dakota every year in the summer for about a month. And my grandpa is a true blue cowboy. I mean, used to herd all the cows at the stockyards and everything. So he would get his own cows at the house, and, you know, he would end up making beef out of it. Well, when we were kids, we had no idea that's what he did. So the first year that he had them, there was one cow, and its ears were, like, abnormally long, so we named it Eeyore. And, of course, if you name an animal, like, you grow an attachment to it.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, one day, like, all of the cows were gone, and we asked my grandma at dinner, like, we were eating steak. We were like, where are all the cows? And
we were like,
where's Eeyore? And my grandpa was like, you're eating him. And, I mean, it destroyed our hearts for, like, years. We were so scared.
That is
like,
so
sad.
Like,
never went out to see the cows. Like, it was just horrible.
Oh, like, yeah, that would be so traumatizing.
How did Eeyore taste?
So that's how I found out about beef. Huh?
How did Eeyore taste?
Like depression?
Well, I know I went vegetarian for a while. Because
you did? Really? Wow.
Well, welcome back to the good side. Welcome back to the good side.
Poor Eeyore.
Thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it, Kayla. Joe and Alex Show, that's our Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Live the Web Girl. What are we getting there?
Emily said, my older sister convinced me that the kids on the cereal boxes had been killed by serial killers.
That's cute.
And then Lacey said, my parents told me if I touched the inside of the car roof when it rained, it would leak everywhere I touched it. A few years ago, I was driving with my boyfriend and he touched it inside of my car roof and I freaked out. He then explained to me that that would not make the car leak.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Lindsay.
Lindsay, what was it for you? You found out like when you were an adult, you're like, oh, that's how it works.
Well, my biggest thing was when I was younger, I was an idiot and shoplifted. Well, I had to go to court for it and they had asked me if I were to take a drug test, if I would test positive or negative. Well, I said positive because I was positive that I wasn't on drugs.
Oh, no.
And my parents were there just like tears in their eyes. And I was like, what? Like, what did I do wrong? And then the judge came down on me thinking that I actually did do drugs.
How old were you?
I was 12.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about like failure of the law. Like, yes, I will test positive. Give me any test.
Right. I was so proud of myself.
Wow. What did you shoplift when you took something?
Might have been bras.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny because when I was in middle school, my best friend and a couple of my best friends were out without me. They got busted for shoplifting at like a Kmart and they were busted shoplifting underwear. Their mom had to pick them up. That's so funny.
Why did you have to shoplift a bra?
I think it's just like,
that.
I don't know.
There was absolutely no reason for it. I had the money for it. Yeah. It was one of those things you did in middle school,
I guess. Almost like girls just think it's funny. Like, ooh, let's steal underwear. Like, I don't know.
I think if I was a 12-year-old, I'd be like, let's steal some beer. Yeah, that's what we'll do. All right, let's go to line number one this morning. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
What's going on, guys? It's Jamie.
Jamie.
Hey, listen, first off, man, we love your show, man. Me and my daughter, I take her to school every morning, and we love your show. We love all of you guys, and you guys are funny, and you guys are very entertaining.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
We appreciate you.
So what'd you find out when you were an adult?
When I was younger, my grandpa used to tell me that if I ate the seeds of a fruit, a tree would grow inside of me.
Yes! Oh, yeah. My God. Parents and grandparents
and
are so mean.
I heard it all the time, so I would be afraid to even eat the seeds from a grape. So I would never. I would spit them all out.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
That's cute.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and since I got my daughter here with me, right? She, remember the ankle bracelet thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, when I had an ankle bracelet, right? I told my kids that the ankle bracelet was a blood pressure machine checking on my pulse.
Genius, Jamie. Listen, Jamie's living in 2037. We're all in 2018. That's all I'm going to say.
I love it, man. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. If you couldn't get through, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9. I just want to talk one day to everybody in our show that's like been in jail or has an ankle bracelet. I just want to know what you did.
I need to go to Vegas and fly Dwayne with me so we can get married and have our SpongeBob wedding.